Taking restroom graffiti issue to a point, Telemark's Campus News Hour asks fellow Falcons what they think about scribblings, doodlings, and obscure messages left in our restroom stalls. Staff writer Tanya Olivas reporting.
The artwork in the restrooms have Cerritos College students bothered. English major James Mitchell said.
A lot of the artwork is like very like lewd pictures.
Covering your identity and expressing your feelings on the restroom's walls isn't right. The restroom is not the place to blog.
It's kind of like people on Facebook and whatnot. People like to hide and attack behind their computer screens. So I think the bathroom is just another way for them to do that. Like they'll write whatever they want to write, but you don't really know who writes it.
Kinesiology major Brianna Ponce explained her feelings about quotes written in the restroom.
I don't think words should be written in the restroom.
The type of art exposed gives the restrooms a bad image, Mitchell said.
There's no need for it. It doesn't need to be done. It just makes the bathrooms unattractive.
The art makes the restrooms part of the stereotype that already exists about public restrooms, and our campus is no exception.
People just kind of have their own thoughts and stereotypes and whatnot about public restrooms, and when they go into one and they see all that, it's like, oh, figures, there's nothing. You know, there's nothing different about this camp.
The students are not affected negatively. They like to find the motivation behind it, Mitchell said.
Does it make you look cool, or, you know, I wanna find out why they think that way.
Ponce agreed with Mitchell on this thought.
What are these people thinking when they write stuff like this? Like, why do they feel that they have to put it for everybody to see?
Ponce also tells us the artist's business is not on her best interest.
I don't think it's necessary for people to be writing like J loves G or something like that because we don't really care who they love.
Finally, Ponce explains how the art can be shared without vandalizing the school.
Like something on a paper and posting it up, then that's fine.
For Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Tanya Olivas reporting.